The United States Open Golf Championship gets underway this morning at Olympia Fields Country Club outside of Chicago. Tiger Woods is defending the title he won a year ago, and he's trying to break out of a slump which has seen him fail to win the last three majors in which he has played. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
Is Woods still the favorite, or is he really in this so-called slump?
You know, Bob, slump is a relative word. Tiger slumps are hot streaks for other players. He still won three times already this year. He just didn't win the Masters in April the way everybody figures he'll win the Masters every April. And he's usually at his most dangerous when people start questioning him publicly. He hears and sees everything, of course, like every other athlete he claims not to. But a few years ago, when he was in another alleged slump, he won three straight tournaments, and when someone from NBC who had mentioned the slump on the air was interviewing him, he turned to him at the end of the interview and said, "Some slump, huh, Jimmy?" So he's still the favorite, to answer your question.
Phil Mickelson was the runner-up at last year's Open. Is he ready to finally win a major?
Oh, he's certainly ready. He'll be 33 next week. He's won 22 times on the PGA Tour. He's got that one gaping hole in his resume. And last year, it would have been a storybook finish at Bethpage if he'd been able to win. It was his 32nd birthday, Father's Day. He's got three children now. And if Phil's going to win, he's going to have to play better golf than he's ever played in his life. So is he ready? Yes. Will he do it? Who knows?
Why is it more difficult to predict winners or contenders in golf than in tennis?
Well, because in golf you have to beat 155 different people in a given week, whereas in a tennis tournament you only have to beat seven people. And if you're having a bad day, the other guy can choke and you can still pull out the match. In golf, you have a bad day, there's nobody there to bail you out, and that score stays up there. There's no margin for error in a major golf championship.
Plus, the courses change, unless it's the Masters or something like that.
Right. The courses are different every year. The players come in. They have to adapt to each different golf course where the major championships are played. And as you said, you know, Olympia Fields this year couldn't be more different than Bethpage last year, and it couldn't be more different than Shinnecock next year, which is the open site then.
What is different about this one?
Well, the difference, Bob, really will be the atmosphere. Last year at Bethpage, because it was the first time ever on a public golf course, you had thousands of spectators who had played the golf course. They thought it was their golf course. There were literally times in the practice rounds when they were yelling at players, "No, no, no, that putt breaks more to the left," because they'd been out there. They played the golf course. Olympia Fields, like most open sites, is a private club. There may be 400 people out of the 35,000 who've ever set foot on the golf course. So it will be a much tamer atmosphere throughout most of the week. The competition itself will be similar.
But what distinguishes the U.S. Open from the Masters, the British Open, the PGA?
Golf course setup. When you hear players refer to a tough golf course, they will often say it's a U.S. Open setup. The U.S. Golf Association believes that if you hit a shot that is offline, you should be penalized for it, either by having to lose a shot in the rough or in a bunker, whatever, wherever it might be. Most PGA Tour events, the fairways are much wider, the rough is much lower. If you hit a ball in the rough most weeks on tour, it just means the ball won't spin quite as much coming out of there. You hit a ball in the rough at the U.S. Open, your first goal is to find it. So it's always a draining week mentally for the players because they know they can't make even the tiniest of mistakes. It could cost them the golf tournament.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black.